This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly sponsored by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. As a City supporter, we know you value delivery, and McDelivery is up there with the very best. You'll always be winning with McDelivery because just like Kevin De Bruyne, McDelivery puts your order right on a plate. So the only thing left to say is, are you in? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered as well. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for you tomorrow. Only via the app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required, points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
How well do you know your football club? We're back with another edition of Manchester City Trivia to tide you over until the end of the international break. It's Wednesday, March 27th. I'm Adam Booker.
I'm Joe Ritchie.
And I'm Andrew Detmer.
And this is the City Report Podcast.
Here for good to win! It is a thrilling start for Manchester City. The fastest ever goal in an FA Cup final. 2023 is the City treble year. Champions of England, FA Cup winners, and now, at last, champions of Europe.
Welcome back to the City Report Podcast, your home for daily Manchester City content. However, as it is international break, obviously we are releasing episodes 3 days a week at the moment. But fear not, we will be back on Friday to start to look ahead to this weekend's pivotal Premier League showdown with Arsenal. So keep an eye out for that at the end of the week. But we're going to have some fun today. I'll start with you, Joe. Enjoying international break, hoping it's over as quickly as possible, or enjoying the kind of time off from the stress that is a hunt for a double treble?
I have enough stress in my personal life right now that I'd like to have City back. So at least it's like stress that I enjoy. And I hate the international break. I've always hated it. And the sooner City players get back to Manchester, the better. How's that for optimism?
That works for me. I'm not sure if that was optimism, but I'm kind of the same way. I mean, international breaks, especially for us Americans, are kind of always boring because we have far fewer big international games. However, we did have a Mexico-US Cup final this week, which was warfare as it usually is. Andrew, that was quite the enjoyable game, huh?
Yes, other than the fact that at this point, I mean, that's three in a row Nations Leagues for the U.S. men. So I think we need to start calling it the Nation League because obviously Mexico can't hang. And frankly, the thing to me that, like, I enjoy beating them, but it's a lot like when I was in college, our college rivals, and it's a longstanding rivalry. There's like supposed to be this hatred, but they were so bad at the sport that it just, like, when you continually beat them that badly, it starts to just get a little sad and it's like not as enjoyable as if they're good.
Yeah, I feel the exact same way, except that there are a few teams that I enjoy the rivalry. Like, for instance, for my local team, we have one of the most bitter, if not the most bitter, soccer rivalry on this side of the continent with Seattle. And I don't want Seattle to cease to exist because that is like my sacred away day. We have very few away days. And however, I would love for Manchester United to implode tomorrow and go bust. I would love for Liverpool to implode tomorrow and go bust. And I would love for the football team of Mexico, not the country. I adore the country. It's a beautiful country, beautiful culture. but that football team could cease to exist tomorrow and I would pop champagne. Why don't we get into some City trivia here, because we have plenty of games to go at. I'm interested to hear from the listeners how they do at the end of this. So let us know how you do at City Report Pod on all social media. So first game we're going to get into is easy, rapid fire questions. I'm going to put a minute and 45 seconds up on the clock, and I'm going to just breeze through this never-ending list of questions. Some of the questions are regarding the current City season. Some of them are questions that go all the way back to the late 1800s. So everything in between. I will make a suggestion for you, Joe and Andrew. Time is not your friend. Don't dilly-dally. If you need to pass, pass, because you're trying to accumulate as many points as you can before your time runs out. Each answer will be 1 point. There are some questions that have multiple answers, as in how many players or which three City players. Give me as many as you can. If you can only get two of the three, you get 2 of the 3 points. If you can give me all three, you get 3 points. It's very simple. Any questions?
Are you tallying points like as we go? Meaning if I give an answer, are you taking the time to tell me if it's right? Does that count towards the minute 45?
I'm going
to
tell you correct or incorrect, and that's it. I would suggest that you just take my answer and you keep going.
Okay.
Andrew, any questions?
Nope.
Okay. Joe, you're going to go first. Andrew, as I will be tallying as we go, I'm going to ask you to put a minute 45 seconds on your phone timer, if you please.
Got you.
And let us know when the time is up.
1 second.
It's going to be hard for Andrew to not dispute something.
Exactly. That's that. I know we have some very reactive contributors on this show, and so I know it's gonna take a lot to not protest or anything of the sort. But are we ready?
Yes.
All right, Andrew, give me a 3-2-1 countdown, and I will begin with the first question.
Yep. All right. 3-2-1.
Who scored City's first goal of the current season?
Erling Haaland.
Correct. Where did City sign Jasko Gvardiol from?
RB Leipzig.
Correct. Which City manager was loosely known as this charming man?
Manuel Pellegrini.
Correct. Which three former City players are in the Premier League's top 10 scoring list?
Sergio Aguero, Raheem Sterling, Tevez.
1 out of 3. City have called 3 stadiums their home: the Etihad, Main Road, and?
Pass.
Who has the most assists for City in the current Premier League season?
Julian Alvarez.
Correct. Which two former City players started for QPR against City on the final day of the 2011-12 season?
Shea Given and Neto Manua.
1 out of 2. In that same game, who replaced the injured Yaya Toure at halftime?
Nigel de Jong.
Correct. Who has the most yellow cards for City this season?
Rodri.
Correct. Name one of City's Champions League group stage opponents this season.
Oh my God, talk about a space job. Oh my God, Joe. Yeah, Young Boys.
Correct. Who was the first team to beat City in the Premier League this season?
Arsenal?
Incorrect.
Time.
All right. A decent showing from Joe. Out of the 11 questions we got through, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 points. I think there was 13 on the board. So a couple of answers that you missed. Of the 3 former City players that are in the Premier League's top 10 scoring list, you missed Frank Lampard and Robbie Fowler.
Oh God, Frank! Jeez.
So there's some yeah. You know,
trickery.
He is a former City player.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, City have called 3 stadiums their home: the Etihad, Main Road, and Hyde Road. Let's see, what else did you miss? Which 2 former City players started for QPR against City on the final day of the 2011-12 season? It was Neto Manua and Joey Barton. You got that one correct. You got this correct. And who was the first team to beat City in the Premier League this season? It was Wolves.
Wolves.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten that. I'm going back in time than in the current season sometimes.
Yeah, and when you're strapped for time, I mean, you just totally panic. Like, yeah.
I mean, the group stage was shambles for me.
It's funny. I wrote these questions basically from scratch. There was a few that I had to go dig out stats and stuff. Yep. But I wrote them all from knowledge that I already have. And then to test the timing of it all, I had Laura time me and do all of them. And I got like half of them fucking incorrect. But I wrote the questions because I just froze under the pressure. So, all right, 9 points from Joe. We'll see if Andrew can best that. Joe, I'm going to ask you now to please pull up a timer and we will get Andrew going.
Yep, I will give you a countdown in 3, 2, 1.
Who scored at Anfield for City this season?
John Stones.
Correct. City won at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium for the first time ever this season. Who scored the goal?
Nathan Ake.
Correct. City have done the double over just one Big Six opponent this year. Who was it?
United.
Correct. How many times have City won the Premier League?
7.
Correct. Which 3 former City players crack the Premier League's top 10 all-time appearance list?
Frank Lampard, Yaya Toure, David Silva.
0 out of 3. What injury forced Kevin De Bruyne to get surgery this past offseason?
Achilles injury.
Incorrect. Who wears number 18 for City?
Pass.
Who scored a brace against Man United in the home Premier League game this season?
Phil Foden.
Correct. Which Pep Guardiola assistant returned to the club for his second stint this season?
Juan Malilo.
Correct. In which season did City switch from Umbro to Nike as their kit manufacturer?
2009-10.
Incorrect. Speaking of kits, when was the last season City played in their famous red and black stripes?
11-12.
Incorrect. Who scored City's first goal of the Pep Guardiola era?
Time.
Raheem Sterling.
Time and incorrect. Oh, no. Okay. So, let's see. We started with John Stones at Anfield. So, in your time, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 points. So, 4 behind.
It's Joe. So much different not being on the clock. I'm like, yeah, this is easy.
So here, we'll go through some of the ones you missed. Which 3 former City players cracked the Premier League top 10 all-time appearance list? David James, Gareth Barry, James Milner.
Yep.
Yeah. What injury forced Kevin De Bruyne to get surgery this past offseason? Hamstring tear?
That's right. Yeah, I just couldn't remember what leg injury it was.
Who wears number 18 for City? It's Stefan Ortega, which is random as hell.
Fabian Delph? I don't know.
I passed immediately because I was like, I have no concept of who that is.
In which season did City switch from Umbro to Nike as their kit manufacturer? It was 2013-14.
Okay.
Speaking of kits, when was the last season City played in their famous red and black stripes? It was last season.
Mm-hmm.
We won a goddamn treble in it.
I wasn't thinking of them as stripes because they're diagonal.
Well, okay. You know what?
I'm not disputing it. I'm saying my brain, like, I thought of last season.
I had a feeling you'd struggle with that.
I was imagining.
I take that criticism. However, I think it counts.
No. You are correct. I'm saying my brain, like, acknowledged it and then immediately went, no, it's the, like, I can see company because I have company's red and black striped kit for it. And again,
right.
it's the time pressure of moving your brain to immediately, like, not think through things, because in what world did I not think of Gareth Barry and James Milner?
Yeah,
right. Exactly. The final one you missed was who scored City's first goal of the Pep Guardiola era. It was a Sergio Aguero penalty.
Against Sunderland,
yep.
That's a hell of a memory because I had no recollection.
just for funsies, I'm going to finish our questions because I actually have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left. Joe, as you won that round, I'm going to give you the extra question. So you're going to get 3 questions. Andrew's going to get 2. All the points are available to you guys. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, Joe, no time on the clock. After City were hit with 115 charges over financial breaches by the Premier League last season, City fans unfurled a banner in the South Stand, which read what?
I was really hoping you were going to say who they played next. I'm like, I got that. 115 charges, you'll never sing that? Something like that? No?
Incorrect. Andrew, do you know the answer? Yeah, you know what? Yeah, let's do it.
There's panic on the streets of London?
Correct. Panic on the streets of London in reference to the lawyer. Yep.
Good shout, Andrew.
All right. Joe, next question for you. What was the aggregate score of City's Champions League last 16 matchup with FC Copenhagen this season?
6-2.
Correct.
They just love a 3-1 this year. Love a 3-1.
Yeah. Yep. They won every single group stage game 3-1 except for Belgrade away. There's your fun fact. All right. I said Joe would get 3, so Joe, this is your final one. Joe, which former City player scored against City for Chelsea at the Etihad in February?
Okay, so the February game. That was Raheem, wasn't it?
Correct. I was hoping I would trick somebody into a Cole Palmer answer, but...
No, I remember everything about Cole Palmer. You know that.
All right, Andrew. The final 2 questions are yours. However, there's a little twist here. This first question has 3 points on offer. So you could make a roaring comeback here and get yourself back into the game. All right. In City's final Champions League group stage game against Red Star Belgrade, which 3 City players all scored their first goals for the club?
Oh, man.
Calvin Phillips.
They were the
Phillips.
3 scorers of the day. Correct?
It's Calvin Phillips, Micah Hamilton, Oscar Bob.
Correct. Nicely done.
I would not have remembered the Phillips penalty, so fair play.
I only remember the Phillips penalty because for some reason I was looking up something for like squads and I clicked on Phillips and I saw that he had scored and I was like, when? And then I was like, oh yeah, that penalty that we gave him is a...
Yes, the Make-A-Wish penalty.
Farewell gift. yeah.
Final question, Andrew. City host which club in the final Premier League game of the current season?
Ooh. Oh boy.
Has that changed?
It has not changed. Okay. No fixture congestions or fixture moving has changed it.
Okay, then I know it if Andrew doesn't. So,
is it Aston Villa?
Incorrect. Joe, to steal a point?
Because we want to start the season the way we ended it and vice versa with Calvin Phillips around. We got West Ham.
West Ham. Correct. Oh, that's right.
Correct. All right. Let me do some tallying here. We came into the final 4 questions. Joe on 9, Andrew on 5. Andrew did get 3 points, 4 points, because he stole one from Joe. So Andrew is now on 9, and Joe got 3. So it is 12-9, Joe, currently, if my math is correct.
That's
we have no way of telling, so...
Listeners, don't go anywhere. We will be back after a quick break to do some more City trivia.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The Etihad Stadium really is wonderful at this time of the season, and the same goes for McDelivery. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Welcome back to the City Report podcast, your home for daily Manchester City content. If you are new here, please hit follow, hit subscribe, leave a rating, leave a review. As I mentioned at the top of the show, we will be back on Friday to look ahead to this weekend's clash with Arsenal as we kind of switch gears back into reality. But for right now, we'll continue to live in this fantasy fun land of trivia. I have two categories here. We've played this game many times. You guys are going to go back and forth one by one, listing items in this category until you either finish the category and you will each get 3 points, or one of you will not know the answer and the winner will get 3 points. The loser will get zero. However, if you do not know an answer, the other person does have to give their next answer in order to win. Do we understand?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Joe, we're going to start with you as you're currently leading. Category number one is, which teams have done the double in the Premier League over Pep Guardiola's Manchester City? There are five answers on the board.
Brentford.
Correct. And I'm going to give you, for a bonus point, added onto your whole tally, tell me the season. That goes for both of you.
Last season.
Correct. Andrew?
Chelsea?
Correct. Do you know the season?
16-17.
Correct.
Good.
Nicely
shout.
Done. Joe?
It's Spurs. It's got to be Spurs.
Correct.
The season, though, it's one of those. It's like, I feel like we never win. So, like, go ahead and pick a season. So I'm going to say this is what, 23, 24. I'm going to say 21, 22.
Correct. Oh. On both points. Nicely done. So there's two answers left on the board. Andrew?
God, I have no... Like, there's no one that's coming to mind for me.
I think that both of these will surprise you.
I have
so
one.
I have one in my brain. I don't remember the season, but it's there, and so I'm going to go with my gut. Wolves?
Correct.
Damn it.
Do you want to take a guess? There's no punishment if you guess and guess.
Yeah,
incorrect.
No, I'm trying to think of the... Is it the 1920 season?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Nicely done.
Nicely done.
Is one of those the Ederson gets sent off match? Or is that a totally different set of...
Didn't Otamendi go completely rogue in one of those games too?
Yes. Ederson got sent off and Wolves came from two goals down to win 3-2 at home. And then there was two Adama Traore breakaway yes. goals at the Etihad. Yep. All right. So Joe... You can finish off the category here. You can't win the round because Andrew has been 100% up to this point, but you can finish it off and give each of you 3 points and preserve your lead currently.
So the fact that you said it would surprise us, I'm just shocked that it's not Liverpool. Wolves was my pick too. I'm bummed about that because I was so confident in the team and the year. I'm going to say, I don't believe this. No, I'll just say Everton. I have no idea.
Incorrect.
Yeah.
All right, Andrew, to steal it and take, you could potentially get, if you get the team and the year correct, you could take 6 points from this round.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of.
I'm looking up the Premier League table because I think I was just spacing on teams too. Right, because I can't guess anymore.
Correct. You can't guess anymore.
Okay, I
if, if Andrew does not get this, I'll give you each 3 points and we'll move on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Brighton?
Incorrect. The answer is...
Crystal Palace.
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is Manchester United in the 2019-20 season. Yep.
Oh, damn it. In back of my brain, but you said it would surprise me, and I was like, we must have
won. I believe we lost both games 2-1. I remember the Scott McTominay winner, and then I remember them beating us at home. I brought my dad to that game, that derby at the Etihad.
Imagine four league losses in the same year to Wolves and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer United.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right, so I'm gonna give you each 3 points there. So the current score, I believe, is 15-12, Joe. Final round. It wouldn't be Adam Booker hosted trivia without a little bit of Who Am I, boys? The game inspired by my infinite identity crisis. I have a City player, past or present, in mind. I am going to reveal clues about that player one by one. It is up to you, the listeners at home, and Joe and Andrew, to figure out who this player is before your opponent. Each player, I've got two of them in front of me, each player is worth 3 points. So if you win it, you get 3 points. So Andrew, if you win both, you can win the game. Joe, if you win one in the first round, then you've won and the final round becomes house money for you. Okay? Joe, I'm going to ask you to pick a nation to shout out when you have your answer, please.
Equatorial Guinea.
All right, Equatorial Guinea. Andrew, what's your nation, please?
Mauritius.
Mauritius. Can you tell me where Mauritius is, please? Not that I'm doubting. I just genuinely don't know.
I believe it is in the Indian Ocean, off the island of Madagascar. If I am recalling my geography correctly, I believe,
really,
much like many other small island nations, it is known for its beautiful beaches and its incredibly hard to crack banking regulations.
Nice. All right, so that's where I should send the 600 that's in my checking account right now. Okay, here we go. Who am I? I started my youth career at Los Palacios. I started my youth career at Los Palacios. And as always, please allow me to read the entirety of the clue before you shout out your nation's name. Next clue. I am still an active player. Doesn't necessarily mean they're still an active City player, but they are still an active professional footballer. So I've started my youth career at Los Palacios, and I'm still an active professional footballer. Next clue. City signed me for a reported fee of £15 million.
Mauritius?
Andrew?
Is it Jesus Navas?
Holy shit. Woo! Well done. Well done, Andrew. That is... Was that... I mean, did you
Los
have a...
Los Palacios?
What, did
so
something give it away?
Los Palacios made me think Spain. And then I just remember that Jesus Navas was $15 million. And given that I've got to make up ground, I can't play safe.
Playing with strategy. We love it. All right. That sets us up for an absolute roaring final round.
Wait, can we hear the rest of the... I'd love to hear the rest of the Jesus Navas clues.
Yeah, absolutely.
Next one.
The most beautiful blue eyes of all time. Was that the next
exactly.
one?
Exactly. That probably would have given it away. Although Nathan Ake's got some gorgeous eyes. So the next clue was, while I'm not revered as a City great, I have scored for the club in a domestic cup final.
Nope.
Which I came to learn... is true upon doing my research for this.
Is it a,
I have
is
no
a Carabao Cup, right?
Yeah, it was in, against Sunderland in a Carabao Cup final.
I can sure. see
Which,
the goal.
You know,
I only think of
the Yaya Toure equalizer and the Nazari winner. I had no mm-hmm. idea Jesus Navas scored in that game. I have 50 caps for Spain.
We're getting there.
City sold me to the same club they bought me from.
Yeah, that one would have done it.
I think that would have given it away. And the final clue was Pep Guardiola converted me to right back, a position I still hold today.
I think I would have gone with Negreira had I guessed when Andrew guessed that early on, but fair play.
Yeah. All right. We've got ourselves a barnstormer of a final round here. An impressive roaring comeback from Andrew. So we go into this final round of Who Am I with everything on the line. Winner of this round will win today's trivia session. All right, our final player goes like this. Who am I? I only made 5 caps for my country. I only made 5 caps for my country. City signed me for £6 million plus potential add-ons. So not a big sum of money there.
It's not about the sum, it's however, about how you use it.
However, if they sent that money to a bank account in Mauritius, who knows what kind of compounding interest they could get. Okay, here we go. I appeared as a shock substitute in a 4-0 loss at the Nou Camp. And this is for City, of course. I appeared as a shock substitute in a 4-0 loss at the Nou Camp for City. Next clue. I left the club when my contract expired in 2017. So we'll get you guys on a timeline there. Equatorial Guinea?
Big Willie?
Willie Caballero is correct. Nicely done, Joe.
Was that the red card game?
It was.
Oh, yes. Okay. Oh yeah.
I was hoping that you would understand shock substitute meant because we rarely see keepers come on.
And I was like, who, you know, what could be shocking? Yeah. Okay.
I was struggling to think of who it could pop, like... I was like, what random player could it be?
The other clues I had in front of me were, I'm currently an assistant manager at Leicester.
That would have given it.
Would that have given it away?
Yeah, I would have gotten it there.
Or, despite playing for more than 2 decades, I only made 360 league appearances in my career.
So the other player that I was thinking it could be, I just looked him up and he subbed on in that match. Two was Fernando.
Okay.
Because I was like, who played like a little bit for national team? But
he only how many appearances for Argentina? 5.
He only had 5 caps. Yeah.
Which I mean isn't surprising. What you know, backup who keepers.
But who was their number one during? Oh, for, Romero.
For like half of his career, it was Romero.
Yeah.
God, I can't remember who it was before Sergio Romero.
I guess I don't really care.
All right, Joe. Takes it home.
Congrats, Joe.
The listeners will never hear or see the 20 minutes in which I realized I absolutely botched some of our rounds and we had to go back and redo everything. But I had a lot of fun. Listeners, let us know at City Report Pod on all social media how you did. We would love to hear it. We will be back on Friday with a look ahead to this weekend's game against Arsenal. Until next time, see you later.
Make sure you're geared up for Man City's end of season run-in with McDelivery. Great food delivered right to your door. By using McDelivery, you won't miss a moment of City's crucial run-in, and just like Kevin De Bruyne, they deliver your order exactly where you want it. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. Are you in? At participating restaurants only, 18 and plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.